Thank you, Madam President. At the outset, I would like to thank you for convening this very important session under Agenda Item 2 of the conference, Prevention of Nuclear War, including all related matters. I would also like to join previous speakers and thank the distinguished panelists for their well-informed insight and contribution to the conference on history and prospect for the Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty. Madam President, today the risk of a nuclear war is extremely high, and it is regrettable that the ultimate goal of nuclear disarmament has been overdue for a long time. Iran deeply believes that the only way to prevent a nuclear war is the complete and irreversible elimination of all nuclear weapons under international effective control. As long as some states possess nuclear weapons, there will be a possible risk of nuclear war under interpretations based on the national interest of those states and their allies. Madam President, distinguished representatives, it is very unfortunate that last week the distinguished representative of a member state to the Conference of Disarmament stated in his remarks before this body that his respective government may use nuclear weapons in some certain situation, a policy that might lead to specifically the security of a nuclear member state in the short term, but it certainly endangered international security, breaks the taboo of the use of nuclear weapons, and undermines all efforts on furthering international peace and security in this conference and other international circles. In this regard, let me raise the question of who has the competency to recognize certain situations and what are the characteristics of a certain situation that actually give this legitimacy to use a banned weapons of mass destruction. These dreadful remarks show how dangerous a near nuclear war may be. Madam President, the only essential guarantee to prevent a nuclear war is complete, irreversible, and verifiable nuclear disarmament. It is indeed a matter of concern that the obligation of nuclear weapon states under Article 6 of the NPT has not been fulfilled yet. As stated in the final document of the NPT 1995 Review Conference, as a package, pending complete and irreversible nuclear disarmament, it is essential that nuclear weapon states assure non-nuclear weapon states parties to the treaty against the use or threat of use of such weapons. I would also like to remind nuclear weapon states of their commitment under Action Plan 5 of the final document of the NPT 2010 Review Conference to promptly discuss policies that could prevent the use of nuclear weapons and eventually lead to their elimination, lessen the danger of nuclear war, and contribute to the non-proliferation and disarmament of nuclear weapons. Madam President, reinforcing the existing discriminatory status of non-nuclear weapon state and non-nuclear weapon state is not an option for us. We cannot afford to have another discriminatory instrument that will defeat the purpose. Iran believes that any legally binding instrument on fissile materials should be pursued in line with the ultimate goal of nuclear weapons disarmament and in an indiscriminate manner encompass the irreversible elimination of all the existing stockpiles under international verifiable mechanisms. I thank you, Madam President.